Welcome back to another Talking Lamar podcast. Thank you for taking the time. In this episode, we are talking coleslaw, why it is a crucial element to our society, and why it is much more than just a side.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
I am talking to you.
That's just what I was talking about.
It's Talking Lamar.
You know, coleslaw, the word itself, comes from the Dutch term kousla, meaning cabbage salad. The cold part comes from the Latin colus, meaning cabbage. I prefer to just call it slaw. The 1770 Dutch cookbook, The Sensible Cook, contained a recipe that attributed the author, the Dutch lady, she says that she makes coleslaw by mixing in thin strips of cabbage with melted butter, vinegar, and oil. Now, this was before mere mortals discovered the white, creamy nectar of the gods we have come to know as Duke's mayonnaise. Okay? Now, I was introduced to the glory of coleslaw by my mama. I don't remember my first taste of slaw because first was slaw, then me. Slaw has always been. Okay. The first dish that my mama taught me how to make was slaw. We took a fresh head of cabbage. We quartered it. Then I put it in the blender. I added the Duke's mayonnaise. And for brevity, from this point on, I will just use the term mayo, and that will be understood that that means Duke's mayonnaise. And we added dill salad pickles, a cap full of vinegar, and a large pinch of sugar. And then we hit chop on the blender, and it came out, and it was fantastic. Now, I ate this kind of slaw all my life until, you know, I got up to the point we were going out to eat at different places. We didn't go out to eat all that many places, but the first restaurant slaw I ever had was at the Log Cabin Fish House. And it was very similar to what I made, and that was good. But every once in a while, on a special occasion, we would go to the Swamp Guinea Fish Kitchen, which is right on Lake Hartwell, and they served it family style. Now, when I say family style, this consisted of platters of fried chicken and fried small bone-in catfish. Not those big old catfish, because they're tough. They're not good. They taste gamey, I think.
Leathery,
but the small ones, yeah, the small ones have about three good bites on them. And, oh, God, they're delicious. Then they had platters of fried flounder, barbecue pork, Brunswick stew, green beans, rolls, and excellent hush puppies. But all of that was very wonderful because it's all you can eat. But the crown jewel on the table was the slaw. It was not like the slaw that I made. This was more, it wasn't in the ribbons. But it wasn't as fine as what I chopped up. It was bigger chunks, and it was amazing. It was a revelation. I now realize there are more ways to make slaw than what I was doing. It opened up an entire new world for me. I can't even explain it. Every place from that point on that I have ever eaten in my life, I look on the menu to see if they have slaw. Because if they do, I'm going to try the slaw. I've tried it in every restaurant. Now, a lot of times, it sucked. And that place is now dead to me. Because think about this. If you're uh-huh. rushing through the slaw, if you're rushing through the slaw as an afterthought, or if heaven forbid you use that pre-made package stuff that comes in a big container, how can I trust the rest of the food that you're cooking? I mean, what are we talking about here? Now,
I'd have to give you that, Lamar, because slaw has so few ingredients. If you can't get like four ingredients right on something that's so simple, what are we doing with the complicated stuff? I'm with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, once I grew up and got married, well, I tell you what, I don't want to get into my married life yet. Let's take a little bit of break and we'll come back.
What is only $4.99 a month but gives you such pleasure? That would be the Bob and Sherry Premium. Exclusive content from the show, including our classic chat room calls and best of CDs. You'll get behind the scenes photos and videos of not only us, but our listeners. It's a lot of fun. Just $4.99 a month. And the website to get all of this is bobandsherry.com/premium.
Well, we're back with our slaw episode of the podcast. And what I was going to say is, after I got married, I came to what I would consider the big city. And I ate at Red Lobster for the first time in my life. Now, they, for record for me, they have the best slaw that I have ever eaten in a restaurant.
Whoa. I need to understand what you just said to me. You just said that, and you, I've never known a man so enthusiastic about coleslaw like ever. Did you just say with your whole face that Red Lobster has the best restaurant coleslaw?
Yes. Yes. I'll as far damned. As restaurants go. Right. And I listen, right. I've eaten at a lot of restaurants. It's so creamy.
I believe it.
It is so good. And it's very coarse. It's in the long ribbons. And oh my gosh, it is. Every time I eat at the Lobster, I get an order of coleslaw before the meal, and I have another one with my meal. And honestly, I've been tempted to order one for dessert, but that would seem obsessive. So I don't want to look like a fool. But from time to time, if I'm at the Red Lobster and I think about it, I will purchase a container of their slaw dressing because it is just different than any other slaw dressing I've ever had. The problem for me is, sadly, Carla is not a fish and seafood eater. So that means we don't really go to the Red Lobster or anywhere like that very often. That could have been a huge roadblock to our relationship, but I like to think that I'm a man who's able to compromise. Plus, she is smoking hot, so I can go to the Red Lobster on my own if I need to. But
I can't. I just did not expect. First of all, I didn't expect you to give the crown, the coleslaw crown, to a chain restaurant. I was fully expecting the best coleslaw to come out of your mama's kitchen. Like, I am just speechless that Red Lobster gets the win here.
No, we had basic. We were very basic. My mom was very basic on that recipe, and I never thought anything about it. But now, once I got to the Red, and it's been years ago when I first hit the Red Lobster, and that slaw right there, and it still is one of my favorites. Now, if that's surprising, the absolute second best restaurant slaw, and I use the term restaurant loosely because it's a fast food restaurant, is at the Long John Silver's. Their slaw is excellent. I mean, it's excellent. And it's very close to the way Red Lobster makes their slaw. And of course, at the Long John Silver's, as the bonus, you do get to ask for the extra crunchies. And I think that makes the meal just a whole new deal. I mean, it's.
I got to pause you because I learned about the crunchies from you at the Long John Silver's. So, that's a whole separate episode of Talking Lamar. So let me make sure I understand. So I now know about Red Lobster. Are you anti-vinegar-based slaws? Are you here to tell me that unless it has the angel's kiss that is Duke's mayo, you won't consume it?
Ah, nope. That's coming a little bit later. Let me finish out here about fast food slaw. But listen, don't bother with Captain D's because they concentrate on rice and green beans. And I'm pretty sure their slaw comes in a big container on a truck. It's pre-made. It's not good. So I don't fool with it. I don't fool with that. But now, I'm normally not a huge fan of straight vinegar slaw, but it has certainly earned my respect, and it has a great place in certain situations. The best vinegar slaw that I've ever put in my mouth is at the Karamai Dining Room in Columbus, North Carolina. It's nestled up there in the mountains right there. They got a little brook that runs across. I mean, it's so far back. I mean, it's been made for, it started in the 50s, and it's just like going back in time when you go in there. And they have the absolute best sliced country ham I've ever had. And when I say that, that's no small statement because I eat a lot of country ham. But their vinegar slaw is the perfect side for the saltiness of the ham. And it's a very, very plain vinegar slaw, but God, it's really good. It's really good.
The amount, can I just ask, like, are you donating your body to science? Because I feel like you should, because here's why. The amount of mayonnaise and country ham. Country ham is a fancy way of saying, here's some salt, right? the amount, like, how are you alive? You are a marvel. Please donate your body to science.
I'm just telling you. But normally, like you say, now, are you a big vinegar slaw person? Are you big on vinegar slaw?
Yeah. I mean, I liked vinegar slaw before I would even taste mayonnaise-based slaw, because as a kid, I had so many weird food aversions, and I was weirdly grossed out by white-colored food. And so coleslaw made with mayonnaise is kind of white-colored food. I've since let go of that attitude, but yeah, I like a vinegar-based slaw, especially if you're eating it with like a really rich meat, like pork barbecue or ribs. Like it cuts the meat, the fattiness, right?
Yeah. And the thing about this place, they have two sides. They also serve the best macaroni salad in the world. And it goes perfectly with the trout almondine that they do. And they do that all tableside. It's really good. And I asked them one time, I said, can I get the recipe for the macaroni salad? And they said, well, we don't give out the recipes for either one, but I'm going to be honest. We get more requests for the recipe of the vinegar coleslaw than anything else.
Wow.
So there's a
lot of
people.
So what's the deal with
that.
This? And by the way, your passion for things that most people just shove to the side on their plate and ignore is so delightful. What is the deal with this macaroni salad? Is it also mayonnaise based?
Yes, it is. But there's a couple of other things in there and I can't put my finger on it. And it is just, it's very fresh feeling. And I don't know. It's really good. I've tried to figure it. I can't duplicate it. But now I've got some honorable mentions for some coleslaw.
Okay.
And these are fast food places. Zaxby's has really good coleslaw. KFC has really good coleslaw, as they should, because they do chicken, and you really need that with chicken. Sadly, Chick-fil-A, the greatest fast food restaurant on the planet, had excellent coleslaw. I lived for that coleslaw also, but for some reason, they exchanged it for kale salad. Now, that kale salad they got, it's excellent. It really
is
good. Excellent.
It's tasty.
But it's not slaw. Now, Bojangles serves a very decent slaw, but I've recently had a bad situation with them. I ordered the coleslaw at lunchtime, and at this particular place, they told me it was out. They were out. I said, what do you mean you're out? We don't have any coleslaw. And I asked for an explanation, and the guy said, well, the opener this morning failed to make any. Well, I pointed out to him, it's 6 o'clock in the morning when she got here. She didn't make it, but it's 12:15. It's lunchtime. Has anybody thought about throwing some together? I got this extremely blank look, sort of like I was just speaking a foreign language. So, you know what? They've got great biscuits. They got great breakfast biscuits, chicken. Everything is great. But sadly, they are now dead to me until they figure out something on that. That's crazy.
So, now, Lamar, I'm hoping that before this episode ends, you'll also be ranking the orange slice garnishes at various establishments, because literally, like I know people that have never eaten either coleslaw or macaroni salad. They just think it's on the plate, like, to be looked at. It's wild to me how passionate you are about
this. I have never eaten coleslaw.
In your life?
Ever. Ever.
What?
I'm
gobsmacked. I am gobsmacked.
Do not like cabbage, vinegar, or mayonnaise, then probably you're not going to want to have something that has those ingredients in it. You and I'm once so had this conversation. You won't recall this, but I will. When I first met you, you invited me. You were like,
to the fish fry, right?
You invited me to the fish fry, and you said, are you going to have any of that coleslaw? And I said, no. And you couldn't believe it then. And then you said, if we could figure out a way to deep fry it, would you eat it then? Then you and I tried to come up with an idea of, could you do coleslaw on a stick as a state fair food?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Max, now I do like.
You've never even tasted it?
No.
I get what he's saying, though. If you hate all the ingredients, there's no way they can put them together to make it work for you, I guess.
That's fair. Yeah. I got to hand you that.
Now, I do like to experiment and get a little crazy with slaw from time to time. Now, Carla likes it straight up, no extras, no whatever. But I like to make a big bowl of cold. I like to add stuff like broccoli, cucumber, red onion, red bell pepper for color. And from time to time, maybe even chop up some Honeycrisp apple and put it in there. Hmm. It's a little busy. And I don't want it all the time, but it's good every once in a while to make a batch of that. And I really do like that. But my everyday slaw consists of coarse shredded cabbage, the purple onion. I do put some cucumber in that, mayo, dill cubes, some apple cider vinegar, a pinch of sugar, and some salt and pepper, and it's straight up. And when I make it, I make enough to eat it for the next 2 or 3 days. I'll sit and watch TV and eat coleslaw. I really will. I like coleslaw.
What am I hearing?
Now.
You snack on coleslaw. I had no idea.
Yeah. Now, coleslaw can also be an ingredient because there is no better hot dog than one that's got slaw on it. But again, it has to be the right slaw to enhance the hot dog. You can't. I know you get hooked up on these Chicago dog things where they got all that stuff on there. I don't need all that. Coleslaw on a hot dog. I like it. Now, don't go down that relish road. Okay. People say, why do you use relish? No, the relish road is a fast lane to disappointment. Don't do that. Next time. That you're at a hole-in-the-wall hamburger joint, one of those places that looks like you wouldn't even want to go into it that makes a great hamburger, they'll have coleslaw. You got to make sure it's top-notch coleslaw. But if it is, and the chili's good, the perfect burger is a bacon cheeseburger with mayonnaise, chili, onion, and slaw. It is a life changer. I mean, it really, really is. My problem with this, and this is what you asked me about a while ago. I know that on all menus, slaw is listed as a side, okay? But side does not mean it has to be an afterthought. A side should not just take up space on the plate. You keep talking about people look at it and it's just there. No, it's not decoration. This should be a partner with the main course. It should be an enhancement, a compliment, not just some meaningless distraction. We don't know. For me, if a side cannot stand on its own and be enjoyed by itself and remembered, you shouldn't be serving it at all. I mean, I feel the same way about all sides, especially fries. Don't get me started on the heinous abomination called the curly fry. Oh, my God. But we're not getting into that right now. I'm gonna save that discussion for a future podcast. But I hope the next time that you're eating and you see slaw on a menu, you will just stop and think and possibly ask a few questions. Just ask, what kind of slaw is it? And if I myself have any doubts about the quality of the slaw, I will ask for a sample of the slaw. And if I can't get that, I get an understanding with the waitress that if I don't care for the slaw, they will take it back and exchange it for another side because life is too short to settle for inferior slaw.
I can't even. So, I want you guys to imagine a world in which, like, Bob Lacey asks to sample the slaw before ordering it and then is escorted out of the restaurant at gunpoint. Bob could never pull that off, ever.
I've done it so many times. No, many times. Well, I think we've reached the end of this deal. That about wraps it up for this delicious episode of Talking Lamar. Now, you can look at slaw the way it deserves to be looked at. Now you know it's not just a side. We hope you've had fun because we sure had a great time.
And if you can deep fry it, I'll have some.
Let us know. If you've got that recipe, let us know because I want Max to try it. But as you can tell, you never know what we're going to be talking about next. So don't take a chance on missing it because I really hate a quitter. Till next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Talking Lamar, the Oddcast, and the Bob and Sherry Podcast.
We would really love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.